On the 11th of November, 1993, Paul Keating, who was Prime Minister at the time, presented a speech for a eulogy at the funeral service of an unknown soldier. The unknown soldier was a man who went to war in World War I, and nobody knows who he is today. Unfortunately, there isn't just one unknown soldier. Every country has too many soldiers that will never get the recognition under their name that they deserve.
In the first stanza, Paul Keating starts off with repetition. For example, he states, "We do not know this Australian's name, and we never will. We do not know his rank or battalion." Paul Keating does this a few times. Another word for this would be an anaphora phrase. When Paul Keating states these phrases, it creates the soldier as an individual. At the end of stanza one, he reinforces his opening statement by saying, "We will never know who this Australian is." In stanza two, he provides facts about World War I. Even though we don't know who this soldier is, he still states he was part of the men who fought. He says he was one of the 45,000 Australians who died on the Western Front. He also uses anaphora throughout stanza two by stating he was one of. In stanza three, he uses inclusive language by stating he is one of us. In the fourth stanza, Keating talks about the world after he died. He really emphasizes the point of how there have been events that have changed the world. In the fifth stanza of the speech, Keating talks about the unknown soldier and why he went to war. He believes it was a sense of duty. In the sixth stanza, Paul Keating uses emotive language. He states about war and emphasizes how bad the war was. He states, "The Great War was a mad, awful, brutal struggle." He uses emotion to make the reader feel empathy for the soldiers and what they went through.
In the seventh stanza, Keating is explaining how we always have honored our fallen soldiers and that we always will. For the lesson that transcended through war included horror, tragedy, and inexcusable folly. In the next stanza, Paul Keating tells us that normal people went to war expecting better things with a better life that was full of adventure, just to find it was a death trap. They later learnt they were not as ordinary as they thought they were, as they had courage, bravery, and Anzac spirit throughout the entire war, making it an important time. In stanza 9, it is told that the soldiers, sailors, and nurses were the heroes of war and deserved all the commemoration compared to the generals and politicians. They are heroes of hardship, courage, resilience, and mateship. He then asks us to pay respects to the fallen soldiers and all the people that had helped him and went above and beyond and also lost their lives. Keating also pointed out that the legend isn't about sweeping land off the enemy and victory triumphs, but the bravery and courage of the soldiers that fought in the war. It is then explained that it is tradition to embrace this democratic situation as Australia was a part of this war.
In the 12th stanza, Keating tells us about the unknown soldier who is not intended to glorify war over peace or to assert a soldier's character above civilians or one race or one nation or one religion above another or men above women or the war he fought and died above any other war. The "or" which Keating uses in this stanza is a polysyndetum. In the 13th stanza, Paul Keating tells us about how the unknown soldier honours the memory of all those men and women who laid down their lives for Australia. In the 14th stanza, Keating shows us a technique called the rule of thirds. In this stanza, he explains to us about his tomb, which is a reminder of what we have lost in war and what we have gained. He continues on about how he lost 100,000 lives, and with them all their love of this country and all their hope and energy. In the 15th stanza, one sentence that Keating has used is, "We have gained a legend." Why Keating has used this sentence is to remind us that it is something that shouldn't be forgotten. Keating also tells us about a story of bravery and sacrifice, and with it a deeper faith in ourselves and our democracy, and a deeper understanding of what it means to be Australian. The "ourselves" and "our" which Keating has used is inclusive language. In the 16th stanza, Paul Keating tells us about how it is not too much to hope, therefore, that this unknown soldier might continue to serve his country and that he might enshrine the nation's love of peace and remind us that in the sacrifice of the men and women whose names are recorded, either is faith enough for all of us. In this stanza, he also uses a caesura and uses inclusive language such as us.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Next week, we'll be talking about World War II. Hope you tune in.